Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 56 for May 8th, 2006, Digital Foci's Memory Card Gateway. And now, get ready for Dick! Out of the fog, into the smog, and into our hearts, it's Dick DiBartolo. Hello, Dick, Mad's maddest writer.
Hey, Leo, how you doing?
When you get introduced,
I understand
to,
having a parade in our honor.
They are. This is Butter and Eggs Day in Petaluma, the little town I live in.
I didn't miss the Butter and Eggs Festival, did I?
Well, it's going on today and tomorrow. It's not too late.
Okay.
Use those Continental miles. You can fly out. You'll miss the parade.
I did. Okay, I'm coming out for the White Castle Cheeseburger. That's in July.
I think that's in Pennsylvania. Where did White? I think White Castle started in Pennsylvania for some reason.
Oh, okay.
Or it's out there. I know.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Slider Fest. Slider Fest 06. It's big. It's huge.
Wow. And what is big and huge? Like
the sliders,
right?
No, they're not.
Actually,
big.
The parade has stopped in front of your house because you're the one viewer.
That's it.
Leah, look out the window so the parade can go on.
Actually, this is such a small town. You're
it's
joking.
It's such a small town that.
You're, match game time.
It says population. Leo.
No, it's such a small town that the half the people are in the parade and half the people watch it. And actually, one of the things that happens, it's kind of funny, is the people who are in the parade, after they go by down Main Street, they'll often get out of the parade and sit and watch the rest, or vice versa. People who watch the beginning of the parade say, oh, it's time to get in the parade, and they'll go in the back, and they'll march by.
Oh, that's very funny.
It's the big event in Petaluma.
How many blocks long is your town?
It's not very long. Maybe 10 blocks, something like
that. Okay.
Yeah. So the parade only goes down. It goes down about 3 blocks, makes a U-E, and goes back down the other 3 blocks, and that's it. It's over.
Well,
it's actually
blocks,
quite a cute parade.
Right. 10 blocks means, I'm just trying to do the math here. 10 blocks should be 19 Starbucks.
That's exactly right.
Okay,
well, unless you count the Starbucks that's in the bathroom of the Starbucks in the first block.
Oh, okay.
That's 20.
That's 20, okay.
No, it's really true. In fact, that's really true in Manhattan. There's a Starbucks everywhere.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I read a takeoff on Law and Order, and the cops are looking for this villain, and they go to a Starbucks and they say, you know, does this guy work here? And he said, well, he used to work here, but he relocated to the Starbucks next door because he wanted to be closer to his house.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's too easy of a joke now. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just obvious.
But when I wrote it, it was a tough joke.
It was tough then. Well, it's like we haven't talked to each other in ages. Here it is weekend, and we've got all this catching up to do. Maybe we should get to a gadget today.
Okay. We're talking about the Digital Foci Memory Card Gateway, and it's spelled FOCI. This is a neat little, it's a little card reader. A couple things that I like about it is it does about 12 formats. It does.
You need to nowadays, don't you?
That is exactly right. You know, MS Pro and the Pro Duo. And when you put
Sony's got 7 alone.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But what I really like about this little memory card reader is that when you load the software, it puts up little photos on your screen of the different card formats. So, like with my old card reader, if you put a card in and then brought up the reader, you know, it assigns every card a different drive number.
Yeah, and you wouldn't know which was which.
Exactly. You have to click on every one, and it goes, no card, no card, no card, no. You know, you finally get to drive ZZZ, and it's the card you want.
Yeah.
This one, you just see that. I put in an SD card. Let me click on the SD logo.
That is a nice feature.
Yeah, it's very clever. And, you know, people listen to our podcast at different times. So I'm not sure how long it's going to be up there. But the list price is $29, $29.99, which is pretty good. And I believe they're going to have – it's up there now for $20.
$20?
Wow. Yeah, I know. And I called the PR company, and I said, you know, I was just on their website. and Karen Thomas. And she said, Dick, you know, it's an introduction thing, but they don't have a cutoff date. So even at $29, it's pretty reasonable.
And then they have three colors. I like
yes,
that.
Yes, it comes in three colors, and it's a sort of a see-through case. Also, when you put the card in, it'll also give you a little LED that'll light up next to the card format you're at. It's really a very nice deal.
Yeah, you know, everybody needs a card reader, at least one. I found that, you know, you can never – the problem with keeping track of all the cables for all the cameras and all the different things is just too much trouble. I just want to pop the memory out and put it in a card reader that's always attached.
You know what? You know, we should do what we should do a little section called gripes or suggestions. I wish companies would put their logo or just a sticker on every transformer
yes.
that they pack with a device.
Yes.
Because I have boxes of transformers.
No idea what they go to.
Exactly. Exactly. And then you pack something up and you forget that it had a transformer and yep. you go to unpack it and you go, what in the – which one of these black boxes goes with this transformer?
Yep.
And also I think the company should have come up with a more easily pronounceable name. It's F-O-C-I.
It's the plural of focus.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, if you got two focuses,
now.
You got two foci.
Oh,
but you're right; it's terrible because you want to say you don't want to. You want to make a hard C, and then you can't say it on the radio.
Yeah, Foshi. I right.
So I think you're right. That's a bad name for a good product. Is that the company?
For
a digital
good
foci?
It is, or at least it's there.
It's like a kind of parasite. Oh yeah. Man, I have the worst digital foci. I've been itching
God.
All week.
Yeah, well, Celebrex is
every card bundled with a bottle of Celebrex just for you.
Exactly.
All right. Well, this is nice, and it's a USB 2, so it's fast. Right?
USB 2, and you get the little gateway, you get the USB cable, you get the quick start guide, you get the little resource disk, which will put that software on your screen. And if you want to mount it on the side of your computer, it even comes with Velcro mounting pad.
I like
all that. And if
and there's
order,
more?
But there's more. Before the end of this, if you order before the end of this podcast,
yes.
we'll include this broom, which not only sweeps, it cleans, it deodorizes.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Don't look at the materials. Can you name all 12 digital card formats?
Leah, I can probably do three.
I have I thought a 6 or 7-in-1 reader was a big deal. There's 12 of them.
12. You know why? Because all those new mini cards.
Yeah,
and
it'll foam.
Yes,
yeah.
Right. It'll read the mini cards, provided, of course, you have the adapter that comes with it.
Yeah, because my phone has mini SD. So there's SD mini SD. There's right. compact flash.
Right.
There's XD for Olympus.
Right. And XD is very small. And yep. I think it's exclusive to Olympus. Yep. I don't know of anybody else right now.
Smart Media was – nobody does anymore. But I suppose if you're going to make a card reader, you got to read it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Then there's
MS Pro is Sony only, do you know?
Yeah. Well, other companies do it, but it's a Sony. So there's Memory right. Stick, Memory Stick Pro, Memory Stick Duo. That's only
SD,
eight so far. I got SD.
MMC, you have that right.
MMC I didn't get. And then
right.
there's – that because that's the protected version of SD and slightly different. So that's
right,
nine.
Then, did you get Compact Flash 1 and Compact Flash 2?
Oh, I didn't get Type 2. Okay. That's 10.
And then there's one I don't even have heard of. Of course, now I'm looking. Is the RS-MMC?
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
RS-MMC. Huh. Never
is it something Radio Shack came up with?
It sounds like Radio Shack. Everybody's got to have their own, don't they?
Yeah, it's the Radio Shack.
Oh, and Magic Gate.
Cut.
We forgot Magic Gate.
Oh,
MS.
Yeah.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different Sony formats alone.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
There's MS, MS Pro, MS Duo, MS Pro Duo, and Magic Gate MS.
Well, you know, it's like batteries for any device we know of. Years ago, I was at a meeting with Duracell, and they said, we're coming up with a universal battery, and this battery will be usable in any camcorder, any laptop, any... I said, this is a great idea. And he said, we have five manufacturers on board. And then about 2 months later, I called up and I said, how's that universal battery thing going? And they said, well, now that companies are realizing they make more money from laptop laptop battery, 100, 200.
Sure.
So we're not going to see a universal battery.
Not anytime soon, no.
Not in our lifetime.
I was talking to somebody about this, Mike, on my TV show, Call for Help, and he said, or maybe it was Sean, I guess it was Sean, and he said, you know, I just consider when you buy a flash card, it's for that device only, and that's it, right?
That's
so the one I bought for my phone is for my phone. I'm never going to, you know, use it in anything else. And that's cheap enough now, I guess you can do that.
That's the only good thing is that...
Yeah, at least the prices fell.
Oh, crashed.
Well, Dick, this has just been a Chatty Cathy episode.
It's Monday. We had the weekend.
We had to catch up. Yeah.
We had to catch up. But I will be back tomorrow. This is a special Monday show for the guy who showers to our podcast.
So, a long one because he's got to get clean after the weekend.
Right.
And we do thank you for all your votes on Podcast Alley. Oh, that's great. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, it is. Real. You know what? The votes are packing up and,
coming.
Say very casually, just vote for us, and we'd appreciate it.
We're just going to do it this once, this month of May,
just
to get people's attention.
Out.
We want everybody to know we exist, and then after that.
Just a gala, formal dress banquet, and then we're done.
That's it, the awards banquet. I want to thank all the little people who voted for us. Make sure you visit Dick's site, because all the details for all of his products are there at gizwizbiz.com. Also, the great Mad Magazine What the Heck Is It contest. And May is just beginning, so you have plenty of chances to get your autographed copy of Mad Magazine for figuring out what the heck is that?
What is it?
What is it? Dick, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, pal, I'll be here.